Sydney Sweeney has been making waves because the only thing worse talked about is not being talked about. So in a world that only sees black and white, maybe, just maybe, you were born to be blue. Looks good on you. Sydney Sweeney has great methylene blue jeans.
Alex Jones has good jeans. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
News today.
I know it's fashionable to say that Trump's totally screwing over America and gone back on his promises and is a total puppet of Israel, on and on and on. And certainly I've had some legitimate criticism of some of the directions he's taken, and I support everybody's right to free speech. But I got to tell you, if you actually look at what he's doing domestically and geopolitically, it is spectacularly good for this country, and he is really going to bat for not just the American people, but the people of the world. It is amazing. He is taking incredible action, and I'm going to go over some of it today. We've got a bunch of guests in studio. I'll tell you about those coming up. Huge news. A lot of inside baseball. But on the redistricting and on the going after the illegal aliens and how they have them apportioned to vote and on shutting off the deep state's funding and on going up against the drug cartels and on the peace deals and all the rest of it, huge breakthroughs on the Russia-Ukraine situation. And Trump has made his decision, as I predicted, that when this Putin meeting was agreed to last week, that meant the deal's done. And it means it doesn't matter what Zelensky does, and that Zelensky would try to block it, and NATO would try to block it, and that Trump will just cut all intelligence and all funding, and that's it. It's over. And NATO does not have the money or the weapons or the people to go in and fight the Russians directly, though they've talked about it. They've choked. That's not happening. So barring big false flags and, you know, God knows what, we're not out of the woods yet. Vance came out today and said, listen, this is the biggest breakthrough. As Trump threatened, you know, when he first got in 7 months ago, if Zelensky doesn't be reasonable and make some deals, then the U.S. will basically just make a deal with Russia and say that's it. And Ukraine can't do anything. Whenever Cookie Monster, it's what I call him, gets up and says, we don't need you, we fight, we don't quit. Everything, the artillery, the drones, the missiles, all of it is directed by the United States. The United States pushes the buttons, fires 90%+ of the weapons. The Ukrainians just get them in place and take them to the geolocation point they're supposed to. And that's still a tough job because the Russians are blowing the hell out of them. But this is massive, massive, massive. Then on top of that, and I told you this is going down, folks. I told you. Vance came out yesterday. He said, no, a lot of people are about to get indicted. And Vance doesn't BS. Like when I saw him 3 months before he got the nomination, he goes, no, I got it. I'm the nominee. And he was. Trump's VP. I don't need to get that from Vance. That's just another really strong sign. I've talked to the people at the top, okay? And yeah, I'm going to stop there. And they say, we have every intention of indicting these people 7 ways to Sunday. And the globalists are running around really scared right now because they know they're getting FBI visits. They're getting subpoenas. The grand juries are operating. That didn't happen 8 years ago. This isn't referrals to the DOJ. This is the DOJ going, trying to get indictments. And the grand juries aren't out of D.C. either. Little Bird told me the first one will be right there in Florida. It's all going down, folks. Share the live feed now from Real Alex Jones on X. You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. Give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasound.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. A lot of you have been listening for 10, 20, 30 years. Most of you for years. You've heard me tell you that there was not going to be any indictments of the deep state in the first Trump administration because I knew that Sessions was weak. I knew Barr was ultra bad. And I understood who the players were and who they had at the head of the FBI. And Trump's admitted he wasn't very sophisticated on how Washington works because he was not an insider. And so he's learned a lot. And Trump knows they're going to put him in prison after he gets out of office. They're going to put his family in prison. They're going to destroy the country. He has to go after the deep state. And I've talked to people high up, I mean, the people in charge. And I can tell you, they have every intention of indicting Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, all of them. And they then, after that's been done, they're going to have an impeachment of Obama and of Biden. You can do that after they're out of office and strip them of their presidential immunity. And they want to bring out the auto pen and everything. And we even have an Obama running his mouth years ago about how the CIA was the one investigating and made all the stuff about Trump. Now they hope we all forget about that. They were on the news in 2017 saying, we have wiretaps. We know he's a Russian agent. And they said it about me. And, of course, they did have wiretaps. And, of course, we're not Russian agents. So this is happening. All right? Now. What I said is happening is they're going for it. I don't know if they're going to set a nuke off in D.C. and say Iran did it. I don't know if they'll knock the power grid out, the globalists, and, you know, say the Russians did it. They've already pre-programmed that. And they're hyping it up. China could go into Taiwan next week. There's a lot of stuff going on here, but we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. And Trump is somebody that likes to get even. He's actually very, very nice in many ways. But he's also very, very mean and competitive to his enemies. And I'll assure you, Kash Patel and Pam Bondi aren't going to be there in 5 months or so. I'll give it 5 to 6 months. If there is massive indictments, okay? So I'm going to get into this in a moment and get the latest information. But there are so many grand juries open now, for real. There are so many subpoenas going out, so many FBI agents out interviewing people, the victims and the bad guys, that I can't even keep track of. But this morning I was trying to collate it all. There's at least 10 grand juries going now just since last week. Those aren't referrals to the DOJ. It's the DOJ going to a grand jury. When the DOJ goes to the grand jury, when the prosecutors are trying to get an indictment, and they're not sending prosecutors that are cream puffs, and I'm not going to get into the names, the details, anything. I'm going to stop right there. But I know a lot, okay? I knew a lot months ago. I'm not the guy that got up here and said Hillary secretly in Gitmo, and you know Biden will be executed on January 20th, 2017 at the inauguration. That was all bull. delusion. This is real. And with that comes the intense danger of the deep state and the CIA stay behind networks and all the rest of it. So, and the information I've been given is they've already got grand juries going. They're looking if they want to have one that's already going or impanel special ones. They're looking first at Florida. And they're also looking at Maryland. They're looking at a bunch of places. So it's all unfolding right now because these crimes of the deep state didn't just happen in D.C. And the way these task forces are, these strike forces are, there's two of them that you know of. There's other ones too. And I've not been given the names, but I've been told they're there. They've got other agencies doing it. Trump's tasked different intelligence agencies to do it. I'm not going to say which ones. And he's not playing games, okay? And you can use intelligence agencies on internal political groups that are operating to overthrow the country. Everybody keeps thinking about, oh, the Russians, the Chinese, as being the big threat, and China is the big one. And Russia's obviously with their nukes and the rest a big threat. But internally is how most powerful countries and empires get overthrown. And so it's all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. So J.D. Vance was on national television yesterday, and everybody focused in on him saying the CIA takes Democrat presidential campaign talking points and gives them to the mainstream media to broadcast to all of America Operation Mockingbird. Well, yeah, they create the talking points and give it to the DNC. No, what's more important, what he said in the interview, is he said, oh, there are going to be a lot of people indicted. Notice, you know, Trump, oh, I don't know anything about the DOJ. Oh, they're just doing their job. When he's walking out to Marine One. Oh, there's grand juries? I didn't know anything about that. Because, you know, he's impartial. He's not telling him what to do. And then J.D. Vance is like, no, they're getting indicted. And they have to pay for what they've done. And it's too dangerous. So Vance is on Fox. He's on ABC. He's saying everywhere. It's going down, okay? And that's why it's important to cover all of this, because even if you don't believe indictments are coming, this destroys the globalist in the eyes of the world and discredits them, and they're convicted in the court of public opinion. So people out there that have already known this for many years, like we did, the first report on Crossfire Hurricane, before we knew the name, because we were victims of it, we all know this up one side and down the other. The general public still is just now learning about this, and the corporate media is trying to hide it, but it's starting to come out. This is very important. And I'm not delusional. I don't just get optimistic for no reason. I'm not optimistic. I'm a realist. And I know the deep state has to go to jail. Now, the problem is Trump doesn't have half control, in my view, of the different intelligence agency operatives and subgroups and the private corporate espionage groups. They threaten senators. They threaten intelligence committee heads. They've been caught spying illegally for 50-plus years on presidents and on the committees that are over their funding. You better believe they're going to threaten these grand juries, people's families. You better believe they're going to do an analysis of their spouses, blackmail information, who can be paid off, who can't be. They will 100% put massive pressure on these grand juries. And they are going to do huge covert pressure campaigns on people like Ed Martin, who, you know, has leftists saying, I hope you die, and spitting on him on the street. She's indicted. So the men and women that have got the huevos to do this is who we should be praying for. So I'm not saying 100% the indictments are going to happen. I'm saying the Trump administration has the evidence, the DOJ has the evidence, and they are making a run at it. And if Trump doesn't see action, he's going to fire people and find people that will, because he knows his life hangs in the balance, and our whole futures as well. This is something that must be done. You got Beto O'Rourke running around saying, F the rules, F the law. We're going to do whatever we need to. They're the ones that rewrote the districting in Texas, or they wouldn't get 10% of the vote. They wouldn't have 10% of the seats. California rewrote all the districting, so 80-plus percent of their reps are Democrats. And they're, every election, getting rid of more Republicans, even though polls show Republicans are more popular. It's election fraud. Illinois is the worst. Then New York, then California. And so Republicans always, I mean, gerrymandering was invented by Democrats, okay? That's where it comes from. Out of what? Maryland or Massachusetts? The point is, it combines the name of the politician that was doing it, the Democrat, with a salamander. Republicans haven't even been involved and never even make it fair for themselves. So, and the Democrats have all these new seats because the illegal aliens on top of it. And they got the illegals voting everywhere on record. So Trump's got his election integrity operation going in. They're cutting off federal funding to states that don't do this. Newsom's saying, oh, I'm going to democratize it. We'll put a referendum forward and we'll add 5 Democrat seats. And then they've indicted out in California how many of the Republicans that were winning in such big landslides they couldn't beat them around Orange County. Oh, you took your wife out to dinner 4 or 5 times to fancy restaurants totaling $2,000. We're going to indict you for stealing campaign money. But the guy in Connecticut that was the governor and the same people that came after me, the same prosecutors that are now private law firms, got him on bribery for a couple $1,000s. Maybe, you know, somebody that wanted a favor gave him a deal on mowing his yard. You know, it's just like, what? Ken Paxton, why, one of the people that donates to his campaign redid his kitchen for $40,000+. And when they went and looked at it, they said, yeah, that's a pretty moderate price. It's low, but, you know, not too low. Oh, my God, he used one of his longtime friends that also donates the campaign, a builder, to update his wife's kitchen. Oh, Ken Paxton, the dirty little devil. Not like the Clintons caught shipping thousands of black kids out of Haiti. Yeah, illegally. I mean, yeah. I mean, their crimes are like a trillion times worse. And it's not even a crime of Paxton. They've been trying to indict him for 9 years because he'll stand up to them. You stand up to them. Ken Paxton is as clean as the driven snow. They've been on his ass, the Republican neocons, the Bushites, and the Democrats, since he got into office. And, oh, he just beat BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard when they tried to muscle in Mafia, Texas, and take trillions out of the state in the next few years with their ESG scores because we produce oil and gas. And he just won massive court cases against their cartel, quote, cartel racketeering. So you want people that'll take action? If Pam Bondi doesn't do her job, remove her and put in Ken Paxton. Yeah, he isn't an orator. He's a good speaker, smart. But he's got a brain and guts. And I'm sure there's a woman. Trump likes a cute woman up that makes looks good for TV. I'm sure you can find a good-looking woman that's got, you know, some will. And I'm not, the jury's out on Bondi so far. But I'm telling you, folks, I can feel the energy in the air and the changes. And look at everything else Trump's doing. Just seize control of D.C., which you can totally do constitutionally. It is a lawless hell pit. Garbage, homeless everywhere. Super intense anti-white racism. I mean, I grew up in Dallas where a lot of black folks were great, but there was a percentage that did not like white people. So I've been in a city that's got some racist black people in it. And let me tell you, D.C. was like, whoa. You walk in one of those CVS's or something, you know, 8 in the morning, and it is like, people are calling you names or whatever. And some of the black folks are listeners, shake your hand. But it's still a mix. And you're like, wow. I mean, well, you're looking over your shoulder. And that's what it is. Just roving groups of gangs, predominantly black, attacking blacks, whites, everybody. I mean, it is dangerous. And the police are really nowhere to be seen. Chicago's next. Team Trump plots another militarized crackdown. Oh, yeah. This isn't the military to take our guns, not the military to, you know, cut off the food supply. No. When Austin defunded the police, they sent the state police in. When a state allows lawlessness to take place, then the feds are sent in. That's the federal system. And Trump wants a capital city that's clean and safe. But the criminals think there's a green light. That's coming up. And Trump's getting ready to start hitting the cartels with the U.S. military. It's happening. The gloves are off. And he's getting ready to get rid of the income tax. He already got rid of tax on tips and all that. Giant tax cuts are here. And he put Bitcoin, all this other stuff in 401ks. I mean, this is revolutionary. And I hate the Epstein scandal being right in the middle of it. And wherever the truth is, we'll go there. But you've got to be balanced in this and say, wow, this is historic. And what RFK Jr. is doing on the poison shots, banning all the mRNA shots and banning all the thimerosal in the shots and all the food dyes and trying to get the fluoride out, had it out. Bondi goes and blocks it, you know. I mean, the jury's out on whether she's a super corrupt bad person, but she certainly is a lobbyist, basically. So she certainly isn't good, in my view, now. So no indictments, she's fired. And I'm telling you, that's where this is going. But she's already turned it loose, and they got Ed Martin and others running around. They've released the dogs of war. And they're going for it. Now, we got to get through the grand jury process and all the chicanery and skullduggery and stuff is going to go on there. And as we, you know, find out more about this, because these things are secret until the stuff comes out, we'll see who they put in as the actual prosecutor, where it was, all that. Well, I've already got some of that information. I'm just going to stop there. But you're going to be pleased, I believe. We're going in the right direction, a big shift. Here is J.D. Vance, the vice president on Fox News, last night saying a lot of people are going to get indicted for the Obama treasonous conspiracy coup.
Do you want to see indictments?
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies, lying about what the intel said. They would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point, and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative, and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. Here's the thing that should really bother the American people. What do you want our intelligence community to be doing? I want them to be catching bad guys. I want them to be making sure that terrorists aren't going to kill innocent American civilians. I don't want them laundering Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points into the American media and giving them this air of legitimacy. It is sick and it's disgusting. It hurt the intelligence community. It hurt the American people, and it hurt the first Trump administration. We've got to have consequences for it, or we're just going to see the same play repeated. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. And I told you, they're going to go after Fannie Willis, Letitia James, state level. They are. Grand juries. That's open now. That's happening. That's done. They're at the federal level, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, then Hillary. Congress is subpoenaing the foundation records, looking at money laundering. And, of course, the whole thing is a giant money laundering operation. Hillary does not have presidential immunity. This is exciting. Now, there's also huge news on the Ukraine war front, the biggest yet, and it just confirms exactly what I said, because I followed Trump's policies, I followed his deal-making, I followed what he said. People sit back and don't listen to it. If Zelensky doesn't take this deal that's already been done, that's already agreed to, that's going to formalize it Friday in Alaska with Putin and Trump, Trump is going to cut off all the military funds, all the intelligence. That's the direction of the missiles and the weapons. We run that. We run the war. And Putin is then going to just continue to blow the living hell out of the Ukrainian military. And there will be a coup by Zelensky's generals against him. One of the top generals, we already know the name, will be made the interim president. They will then hold elections. There will be a ceasefire before the elections, and then the Russians will pull back. And that's the deal. So I'm going to get to that coming up next segment and all the other things that are happening. But this is huge, okay? And if Trump can get this done, that alone is wonderful, and it was worth getting him into office and all we've gone through. But the RFK Jr. stuff, all of it. And I've just been doing a lot of soul searching. I'm very critical of Trump when he's wrong. I get on his ass first before anybody else does. But I cannot sit back and throw the baby out with the bathwater and just become completely disillusioned and just watch the Democrats keep all their stolen seats and keep all their legal alien voters and have the new census and, you know, add 30 new seats for themselves, and just the country's done. And then they're coming after all of us. So we need Trump to succeed. And I pray to God there's no real Epstein stuff there. I've never seen any evidence of it. Even most of his detractors don't believe that. He's covering it up for Mossad and the CIA, who we know ran it. That's not even debatable. We've known that for decades. That's just one of these groups doing this. And I said they're going to stab me in the back, Trump. And I was told when he first got in 7 months ago, you're not going to get the Epstein stuff. It's not going to happen. Not going to go on. I've talked to prosecutors. Roger Stone told me that. He's now since said it on the show that, yes, he did say that. And that's what it is. And in Trump's belief, it will kill the stock market if we find all these bankers and head people and the rest of it. You know, we're screwing underage girls and the money laundering and everything else that went along with it, which we know is happening. And, of course, the king's brother scared even come to the U.S. because of all this. He's in total panic mode. This is a deal with the British as well. That's why they're, you know, bowing down to Trump, their government. And Trump is basically using the information not to even blackmail the deep state, but to just say, stop it. And that's why a lot of them have given up. But the Democrats can't quit. So they go, oh, release all, you know, the file. There's a whole bunch of files and court cases and records and all sorts of stuff. And recycled BS, you name it. And some things that are very embarrassing to the head of Harvard and all these big bankers and hedge fund heads. And then Trump gave him cover, and then they turned around and stabbed him in the back. And so that's where that's what's going on. And it's not good. But then I look at everything else and I'm like, well, this is where we are. And I'm certainly glad he's in there and not Kamala Harris. So I'm not joining in the cover up. I'm just simply pointing out what's really going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We were on the phone with our big sponsor, Bigly, this morning up in Arkansas. Great people. And it was their idea to have a VIP. If you're a VIP, you get any of the supplements, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, buy one, get one free. And it's been a successful sale. But then they call up this morning and they go, well, we've done the numbers. This is basically not making any money. And I said, yeah, some of your sales are too good. I mean, with the t-shirts and stuff, there's only 50% markup on a t-shirt. I mean, these things cost just nice fabric, nice printing, everything. Like an XXL is like 15, 16 bucks. You're selling it for 30, and then you buy one, get one free. That's not making any money. So that's the paradox with these sales. It brings in a bunch of money, but very little profit. The way we get around that is, for those of you that really want to support the fight, not just get incredible products, there are three or four shirts on there that have markup that are $45 instead of 30. So we make 15 bucks, like the new limited edition Murdered Out Black on Black with the American flag on the right shoulder, InfoWars. Wow, that's a fundraiser shirt, I guess at $35, if you remember. So I guess we make $5, $6 on that. The point is these are great deals. We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Warwick Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday. Shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh, God, he really did need help. Oh, yeah. We have been battling and barely surviving. They've turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this. Don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. That we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. And it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I don't want to sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theauctionstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Studios in Austin, Texas, and the answer to the globalist 1984 tyranny is 1776. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it right now. I want to cover a lot in this time we have. I had Patrick Byrne joining us to cover a lot of inside baseball, Epstein, the Democrats trying to secure all their election theft, indictments that J.D. Vance says are coming. They have every intention of it. The grand juries are being impaneled. Byrne has a lot of connections that are confirmed in U.S. intelligence and in the Justice Department. So we'll talk to him first about that. But moving into this area, before I get into the big Russia news and the specifics of that, biggest yet. So, such good news. And such dangerous news, too. Because the whole globalist program is falling apart, burning up in front of us. Wheels came off a long time ago. But this is the most dangerous period right now. Breaking: Trump places D.C. under federal control, brings in National Guard to liberate Capitol from Democrat control. And this is the exact same type of stuff that Andrew Jackson and others did when cities fell into total riots and lawlessness. So it is not the police state. Trump's releasing nonviolent offenders, you know, all the rest of it, reforming all sorts of, you know, drug laws, you name it. He wants the dealers imprisoned for life or executed, but the people using it, no, well, you know, get them medical help. The Democrats were the ones training under Clinton and then Obama, and it happened under Bush too, to fight constitutional terrorists. And their main mission, the main threat, was militias and white supremacists and all this made up stuff. And then they get up and say, the number one crime in America, it's rampant white supremacists killing black people and Asians. What? Every once in a while, some crazy white supremacist goes and kills some innocent black people. And man, it is the end of the world. It's all you ever hear about. But it is statistically incredibly rare. In fact, I've looked the numbers up. If you average out white supremacists killing black people over the last 20 years, it's about 5 black people a year. And that's too many. But I mean, it is like finding a 4-leaf clover or something. I mean, it is rare. But now, oh, martial law, oh my gosh, ICE, it's illegal, they're arresting illegals. Appellate courts go, it's completely constitutional. And D.C. is scary. In fact, I've been in Detroit, and they say it's super scary. I've been in the, you know, different areas. No, not really. Statistically, you know, some crime. I grew up in Dallas when it was the murder capital of the U.S., off and on between Chicago. So, I mean, they had like 14 murders a day when I was a kid. And so, I mean, it was like muggings all over and carjackings and home invasions. And not, I mean, it was pretty wild. And D.C. is scarier than growing up in the Dallas in the 80s. So, in my opinion, I mean, let me tell you, you don't go around walking around at night, you sure as hell look over your shoulder. And if you want to be, if you want to have some racist stuff said to you because you're white, you, that's the place to go. It's going to happen. I mean, it's bad. So basically, it's open season on everybody, and Trump is doing everything he can to try to deal with this. Trump places D.C. under federal control, brings in National Guard to liberate Capitol from Democrat control. Breaking: Trump has taken over Washington, D.C. It's Liberation Day in D.C. as Trump vows to take Capitol back. He's got FBI and federal marshals patrolling the streets along with ICE. He is coming in and telling the mayor and all of them with the powers he's got that he'll federalize their forces next if they don't start doing what he says. And he already tried this before, and they just ignored him, so now he's taking control. Just like he'd make deals on tariffs, but then they would never agree to him. Now he is forcing it through. Just like he asked for 10,000 National Guard for Jan 6, and Milley threatened to quit. This is tyranny. We can't have the National Guard here, and the mayor said you can't have them. Trump could have overridden that. His chairman of the Joint Chiefs threatened to resign over it. He should have said, don't let the door hit you on your fat ass, Milley. But this is a different Trump now. So instead of having thousands of National Guard guard the Capitol from the J6ers, and then the Democrats are like, get them out of here. They're sleeping on the floor. We don't like them. Remember all that? No, instead they're out actually aiding the police, eyes and ears, and just their presence is going to make crime drop dramatically. And Trump tells the homeless, The city isn't here for you. We're not rolling out the red carpet anymore. And most cities do that. Places like Austin, San Francisco, and D.C. advertise it's the place to come. And so it's like Day of the Dead in Austin, Texas, since they did this 6 years ago. Day of the Dead. All over the place. Homeless people constantly in my parents' backyard. Banging on my daughter's condo door, trying to get in all the time. It's not even a bad area. It used to be a nice area. And now, it's like zombie land. And Hispanic homeless, black homeless, white homeless, all have been in my parents' backyard. High as kites, crapping, throwing garbage everywhere. Oh, yeah, you get a schizophrenic one comes up to your door, looks like Charlie Manson with crap running down their legs. And all the NGOs giving them all the money that they siphon off a bunch of. I mean, it is bad, bad, bad. And in L.A. and places, the cops get in trouble if they arrest people dealing drugs. And it's gotten like that in Austin with Jose Garza, our open communist Soros DA. So, yeah. No, the tyranny is the crime explosion and our reporter getting executed by some Mexican and a black supremacist who all bragged about it. We kill that white son of a bitch. Ha, ha, ha. Viva la raza. Kill the cracker. It's in the indictment. Carjackings all the time right around the studio. 6 years ago, almost no crime. Nice area. Hellhole. And the state police aren't trained right. When the governor put them in, they just write tickets. They're real good at, well, you were 5 miles over the speed limit. Let's pull you over. And I'm just like, I'm going to give you a warning, Alex. But I'm like, can't you go? They're selling crack a mile down the road right here. I know, we're just here to patrol. And we pull over a lot of cars and stop. We caught some people. We pull them over. I'm like, great. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, I mean, come on. You got literal crackheads up like 50 yards away, actually, in the woods. And you're going to pull me over 5 miles over the speed limit. Okay, whatever. Knock yourself out. So, yeah, we're just showing some images of Austin. So thank God for Trump. And he's doing the right thing, and it's beautiful, and it's all constitutional. Here's what he had to say today.
Very serious purpose. Something's out of control, but we're going to put it in control very quickly like we did on the southern border. I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control. And you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people, but they're tough. And they know what's happening, and they've done it before. In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety in Washington, D.C., and they're going to be allowed to do their job properly. And you people are victims of it, too. You know, you're reporters, and I understand a lot of you tend to be on the liberal side, but you don't want to get mugged and raped and shot and killed. And you all know people and friends of yours that happened. And so you can be anything you want, but you want to have safety in the streets. You want to be able to leave your apartment or your house where you live and feel safe and go into a store to buy a newspaper or buy something. And you don't have that now. The murder rate in Washington today is higher than that of Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, some of the places that you hear about as being the worst places on earth, much higher. This is much higher. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means because it just goes back 25 years. Can't be worse. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
Yeah, I live in a pretty good part of Austin. And I drive to work sometimes at 5, 6 in the morning. And there'll just be people running half naked with baseball bats just across the highway. And then I get down by the office. And I mean, I've seen people running around like machetes, baseball bats, just attacking each other on the side of the road. And I mean, some mornings when I guess they're really wound up, I mean, I'll see it multiple times. Like I'm in Grand Theft Auto. I'm just driving along. I've got my gun out. And I'm like, oh, that red light. It's going to red light. Oh, there's two crazies right there. And I'm just like, oh, let me get my gun. So I don't want to have to shoot anybody. But I mean, it is. They are on fentanyl, methamphetamine. I said crack. That's not the thing. That's what the hoity-toities do now. But all the stupid rich kids are into cocaine. But it is just... to watch this city turn into a giant toilet. And I got to tell you, Austin, Texas, many areas resemble a bad, you know, cheap gas station bathroom, but D.C. scary, way scarier. I mean, I could show you videos all day of tourists from all over the world standing out front in nice hotels, and here come 20 black youth and just beat the living crap out of everybody. And that's what most of it is, okay? Let's just be honest about it. And it's a very small percentage of the black people doing it. And any black folks you talk to, you know, white people always get mad when I talk about it, but I see the comments on X and go, black folks are like, no, it's true. Yeah, you get the worst end of it. So this is just scary. And, you know, I like this guy. I've seen his stuff before. I've seen Elon post it. Kazin D. Ashudu, white people didn't invent slavery. You see this big WFUN forum, and this is brought up, and everybody laughs at them because of Hollywood and the media. They don't know that England in 1811, 1812 went to war with over 10 countries, including the U.S. That was one of the main reasons we had the war of 1812 with them, because the South still had slavery. They went around saving ships, saving the blacks, sending them back to Africa, and that was the Protestant Christians that did that. Now, there's still slavery in different parts of the world, but white people are the ones that tried to end it, white Christians. They were still delivering slave ships to the Caribbean. And by the way, if you went to the Caribbean, there were lots of free blacks that had plantations and slaves. Did you know there were black people in the U.S. that had slaves? And I'm not even defending the institution. I have nothing to do with it. But the idea that white people need to pay reparations when almost the entire white population of this country has no ancestors that owned slaves, and most people's ancestors came here after the 1860s. Most of the immigration of people from Poland and Russia and Italy and you know, what the hell do they have to do with black slaves? Zero. But if you moved here, let's say, you know, your parents from Poland in the 40s, and you're a Polish American, I mean, you may be like, what? What are you telling me? I owe you something. It's ridiculous. I just use Poland as an example. So this all ties together. I want to just get this on record because it's absolutely true. And I thought, I ought to give this to McBreen or somebody. We ought to take this guy's video, like we like to do, and upgrade it and just add history and documents to it so you know all the specifics. He does a good job, but I mean, you could make a whole movie about this, but notice there really aren't any movies. I think there's like one movie about it. Because that doesn't fit the narrative. You know, one of the only places slavery's still around is in some places in the Middle East and Africa and Somalia. They're famous slavers. Ilhan Omar comes from a famous noble family in there, you know, that doesn't see herself as African. They see blacks in the Quran as, quote, raisin heads. And they would take the black men and cut their genitals off as slaves. That's the Muslims, okay? But they preach Islam in the prisons, and the imam don't read that part of the Quran to you. And I'm not trying to attack blacks that want to be Muslims or whatever, but just please. My point is, please stop saying I'm a white devil because of the color of my skin. Actually, kind of a pink devil. A little bit of red devil, actually. The point is that I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to bow down to it. But it's the globalists and the media and Hollywood doing this to get us to kill each other. And it's stupid. But you have large groups of young black men who really believe it's open season on whites because of the culture and the media. Remember when they had some of the Afrikaners, only 80 of them coming here, and they had all these black commentators on TV that are supposedly educated saying, they try to be racist to me, I'm going to beat the hell out of them. Like the Afrikaners get off and go, you work for me, black man. They hide out on their farms and are totally scared to death and have a bunch of black people that love them that are Christian that defend them. And then roving bands of non-Christian communists come and kill the blacks and the whites of South Africa. You don't know anything, dumbass. The blacks are all battling to prove themselves and go live on the farms with the white people. They're like, they're Amish dumbos. That's literally what they are. They went to America. They went to South America. They went and found Hawaii. The King of Hawaii gave Amish a whole island. They call it the Forbidden Island. Look it up. They're Amish there today. And only the Amish and the natives live there with no electricity. I was invited out there. I didn't have time to do it by the Amish leaders. They got helicopters, though, and they take you on hunting trips. I had the actual, they don't follow anymore, but actually the King of Hawaii, too. Of Kauai, big listener, hang out with them. Anyway, side issue. They're all fans because they're good people. They're smart. Let's go to this fella laying out the history. Here it is.
White people didn't invent slavery. In fact, they were the first to end it. Yet somehow saying this is controversial. Watch what happens when someone says it out loud.
The reason there is no slavery in the world today, I mean, there's a lot of slavery in the world today, but in the parts of the world where there's no slavery, is because the British Empire ended it. That's why there is no slavery. That is...
The fact that
you are uneducated about history doesn't mean it's funny. So let me educate you now. I know that the woke narrative and the anti-Western narrative on slavery... Well, you're not practicing free speech very well, are you? You're not practicing free speech very well, are you? The moment I say something you don't like, you're not practicing free speech very well, are you, sir?
Let's be clear. Slavery is evil, but it's an ancient human evil practiced by everyone to everyone. 4 years ago, I went to Ghana. I stood in a slave dungeon where people who looked like me sold people who looked like me to white people. But long before Europeans began the transatlantic slave trade, there was a trans-Saharan slave trade. For over 1,000 years, brown Arab slavers sold millions of black Africans across the Sahara. Then came the Barbary slave trade. In North Africa, Arab and African raiders captured and sold over 1 million white Christian Europeans. China, Korea, Japan, India, every one of them practiced slavery. Europeans did take slavery to another scale when they came to Africa, but it's not because they were more evil. It's because they had the technology to commit evil on an industrial scale. So, which major power stopped slavery first? The British, in large part because of pro-human Christian values. The same values America was founded on. The same values that drove white Americans to fight other white Americans to free black Americans in the Civil War. Values missing in places like Libya, where today you can buy a human being for $400. White people aren't better than anyone else, but they're also not worse. Yet, some black people are taught to hate white people, and many white people are taught to hate themselves. We keep pretending evil has a color. as if less melanin means less morality. That lie makes us ignore history and fuels racial hatred. Right now, much of that hatred is aimed at white people. But why should black or brown people care? Because hatred is a hot coal that we hold in our hand, waiting to throw at another. It burns them, but it burns us too. It turns every problem into white supremacy while defending black degeneracy. And when the pendulum swings back, white people react with hostility, and then they defend white degeneracy. The only way out of this is to stop making morality about the color of people. Because in our capacity for good and evil, we are all equals. If you're tired of lies about history, subscribe to my Substack. I cover the stories the mainstream media won't touch. I cut through media bias and teach you how to do it too. The link is in my bio, so drop your email and get exclusive videos I can't post anywhere else.
All right, well, let's get him on. I like him. I've seen his stuff for years. I hope Elon reposts it, or he may have already done it. All right, we're going to break. Listen, we are having a huge sale on collectible, limited edition, badass items at thealexjonesstore.com, and we need to raise funds for our legal battles and all the stuff that's going on. The fight continues. They're trying to shut us down Wednesday in Texas court. They're going to fail, hopefully, but it's the roll of the dice every time. Blades and Bullion Super Sale. Up to 40% off on select products this week only. Save on blades and silver coins before it's too late. And I've got a list here of what's left. The Alex Jones collectible silver coin. Only 600 left. The Trump coin. Only 330 left. The Spartan tip of the spear. 661 left. 1,624 of this badass trench knife, tip of the spear with the Spartan on it. Absolutely amazing. Funds the operation. 10 inches long. Skull crusher. Brass knuckles. High-tech scabbard. Amazing. There are a little over 2,000 left from the 5,000 we got of this 6-inch tactical battle dagger with 1776 inscribed with a high-tech scabbard. It is amazing. It's all available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and we need the funds, and this is a massive discount, up to 40%. Also, Ultimate Turmeric, back in stock, the strongest out there, so good for your whole body inflammation. It is 50%, up to 50% off when you subscribe, and you'll never run out, and you'll lock in that deal and so many other deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them!